Edward Castronova is an economist. He studies a sometimes violent community of people. He has been killed hundreds of times trying to collect data, sometimes by bears, sometimes by magic spells. He plays the enormously popular online game EverQuest. Mr. Castronova says this virtual world is a perfect laboratory for studying economics, but he's having a tough time persuading his colleagues. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
When Castronova first logged into the EverQuest world Norrath, he found it so overwhelming he immediately walked his character over to a shelter and hid. Human-like figures controlled by other players ran in all directions across his computer screen. Text appeared. Players were talking in a confusing slang. It took Castronova about 6 weeks to get his footing. He began poor but learned to kill rats, sold their fur for a little money, traveled with other players on medieval crusades, and one day wandered into a kind of Wall Street. Castronova reads from his journal entry for that day.
Since I'm here to explore markets and have finally collected a little cash, about 50 platinum pieces, I respond to someone offering a pair of, quote, golden Efreeti boots. Golden boots. Sounds nice. I ask the vendor where he is. Come to tunnel. I find the tunnel. It's filled with perhaps 50 to 100 people, all of them shouting. It looks basically like a pit at the Chicago Board of Trade. I find the vendor and ask for the price. It's 8,000 platinum pieces. OMG, oh my God, I say. How much money do people have here? The reply, millions.
Now, it turns out this is not just play money. And when he gives lectures, Castronova says this is the point where economists stop laughing.
If you go to eBay, for example, and look in category 1654, Internet Games, you will see literally thousands of auctions where, you know, these digital items, spells and swords, are being sold for dollar amounts that can range from, you know, $5 to $5,000 or $10,000.
These players are essentially cheating. They're using real credit cards to buy themselves a leg up, say a magic sword. The characters later meet on screen, the virtual sword changes virtual hands, and the transaction is complete. Sometimes entire characters change hands for big money. Castronova found there was a relatively constant exchange rate. A dollar on eBay bought you about what 100 platinum pieces would inside the game. It was a real currency. And people inside the game were effectively earning money playing it, acquiring the equivalent of $3.42 an hour in weapons, skills, spells, or those golden Efreeti boots sold in the tunnel.
What blew me away was the gross value of assets being transacted in this economy. And I believe in markets. I saw the market around me. There were buyers, there were sellers, and that activity validated that price. It's just like, you know, the price of a diamond is $100,000. It's useless to me, but the price is $100,000. That's what people pay for these things.
Castronova estimates the total GDP of the EverQuest world Norrath is about $120 million annually, equivalent to a small city in Bulgaria. And Castronova says Norrath and worlds like it are worthy of research.
These are really valuable laboratories. If you wanted to experiment with different kinds of central bank institutions, that could be done.
Or a country with warring factions like Iraq or Afghanistan. This logic has not had much traction with economists. Castronova's archenemy right now is not an ogre, but the American Economic Review, a top journal, which rejected a research paper of his this month. I spoke with David Card, an editor there.
It's not really much different, and it has all the same problems that we have trying to infer anything much about the behavior we see in, you know, New York.
You mean in a bigger economy?
Yeah. I mean, to tell you the truth, we get 1,200 or 1,300 papers a year, and we publish less than 5%.
So he's in good company.
He's in extremely good company.
Castronova has been asked to consult for the Department of Justice and the Department of Defense, and he's become a kind of Alan Greenspan for a strange medieval world, a world which, by the way, has its own financial problems to deal with. There is deflation in Norrath, Castronova says, and he's predicting a possible market crash. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.